Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Five-hour energy. Yo. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Freddie is in Newton. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, how you doing, Sal and BT?
Good.
What's up, Freddie?
Hey, I think we should break the bank with Soto. 7 years, it's under $50 million.
They might.
But, you know, I want Pete Alonso, too. I'm greedy. I want both of them.
Wait, 7 years? Would you say?
$750 million.
$750 million.
Why would you only
Wait,
do seven
years for $750 million? What?
Sorry, 12 years, $750 million.
No, okay, yeah. I was going to say $108 million a year is not what you're trying to. Yeah, I don't think it's.
Yeah.
I don't think it's unrealistic.
Well, and I want to see Alonso back too.
I don't think it's unrealistic, Freddie. And thank you for the call.
I think Pete's gone.
Well, I don't think it's unrealistic to want the Mets to have or expect the Mets to have Soto and Alonso. I do think Alonso's going to get more than what they're willing to pay. But in that case, the Mets need to not only bring in Soto, they also need to replace Alonso.
Yeah.
So that's why I say Adames. Now, if you're telling me that Adames goes to San Francisco and the Mets don't want to pay whatever he gets from the Giants, then I do think the Mets need to extend a little bit more for Alonso. And those numbers that you just wrote off from Heyman, who's in the know, obviously.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Heyman would know. Now, it doesn't mean that they're all going to be accurate, but those are educated guesses by people in the game.
100%.
So it should be ballpark. Maybe, let's just say, all right, maybe they go a little, you know, 20 to 50 million higher. But all right, still, you're roughly looking at that. That number for Alonso?
That's cheap.
Yeah.
Well, because what you can't calculate in these estimations is what will a team do when they become desperate when another target goes elsewhere.
Well, correct.
And then the 152 very well might become 190 if
okay.
You just got to spend money because you haven't done anything yet and it's Christmas.
Which is why maybe the Giants overpay. And we're using the Giants because they have a lot of money. Blue Jays, whatever. You know, Cubs, Orioles, Astros, you want to throw in those teams. I think that there are going to be enough teams who are desperate for power that might overpay for Pete. So the Mets need to figure out, okay, well, if we're going to overpay, like, here's how I would look at it. If we're going to overpay for somebody, why not overpay for Willy Adames, who I think is a far better baseball player than Pete Alonso? You have him play third base.
Mm-hmm.
You get great production from him. The guy's a gamer. He grew up idolizing Jeter. He's just got those intangibles that you like. Good offensive numbers. Better offensive numbers than Pete, in fact.
He's a good ball player.
And you move Vientos to first.
Like, yeah. Well, I think that we've already seen what the Mets' number one plan is because their connection so early to Adames tells you that they're not bringing back Pete unless they have to. And even then, they might pivot.
I think that they're just letting Pete go. Remember, Pete turned down. You have the numbers up there again. I'm sorry to bother
That's
you with
right.
that. But
no,
you know, Pete turned down a deal that I think was more rich than
Olsen.
The one that you just said.
It was.
Okay.
Well, but not by much. So Olsen was like 168, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. And I always forget the numbers. I think it was 5170 that he turned out, or 617, something like that.
Let's see here.
I always forget the exact one, but that's what he turned down, 7 for 158, Boyle?
Reportedly, yes.
Okay, right. So Alonso turned down 7 for 158.
7 for 158. And this one is 6 for. Was it 152? I'm sorry, it's just, here we go. 6 for 152.
Yeah, so that would actually be more lucrative.
Better. More AAV.
Yeah, one less year, but more AAV. So I don't, I mean, is he even getting that? Alonso would be lucky, at least in my mind, to get the same. He's not getting that deal from the Mets. I would be shocked if the Mets gave him a better deal than the 7-year, $160 million.
Unless they whiff on Soto. Then it might get a little desperate.
Yeah, but that, to me, would be the wrong thing.
Oh, no, like, I'm not saying it's the right move, but that might change what they would be willing to do.
Eddie's in Brooklyn. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, Eddie. How are you?
Hey, bud.
I'm pretty good. So let me ask you a question. Do you guys think, as looking at it from the point of view of Scott Boras, do you want Soto to sign as soon as possible? Because at the end of the day, Soto's going to put a price tag on all other Boras players. Like, let's say, for example, Pete Alonso and Willie Adames. Because if you're the Mets, are you going to make your best offers on Adames if your mind is still focused on Soto?
Well, you know, you got to focus on Soto first. I mean, you're right. You can't make your best offer to Adames when you have no idea what's going on with Soto. And I think that that's not just the Mets. That's everybody. Hey, Yankees are in that group. I would think anybody who wants Soto needs to figure out what Soto's going to do before they move on to another player.
So that's why I think Scott Boras is not going to be, like, playing this game going back and forth. He's going to want to make this as soon as possible. Like, okay, Cashman, what's your best offer? 660? Okay, let me get back to you. Steve, what's your best offer? 770. Okay, I'm going to go with you.
You know, I think... Sorry, Eddie, go ahead.
He's not going to play around.
Yeah, I think so too, Eddie, and thank you for the call. Where there's a lot of talk, BT, that this is going to drag out. I think that those people are, while they are well-informed and connected, mm-hmm. they're not using common sense here. I don't think this is going to play out much longer. I think it's going to be in the winter meetings you're going to know. Now, maybe it's not the exact week of the winter meetings, but that next week. Like, I don't think this goes beyond Christmas. I think before you and I sign off for Christmas vacation,
yep.
I think we're going to have a decision on Juan Soto. And I am hoping that, but I also think because all the other pieces fall in place, how can you do anything if you don't know where Soto's going
to
go?
That's why I tend to agree. By the way, I've got four other names real fast yes. here that are loosely connected to or formerly with the Mets or could be with the Yankees. Yeah. Ready? Manaea, projection, 4 years, $72 million.
God, I feel like that's a steal, but yes.
So do I. Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't his qualifying offer 21?
Right, so
he's going to get less than that over. Think about that.
Yeah. Right, the years
significantly.
The years don't matter. It's the total money. Yeah. What do the years matter?
Severino, 3 years, 48.
I would not go that way myself.
Okay.
Like, think about the different value there.
You was that about 16 a year, if I'm doing that quick? 8, 16, 24, 30. Yeah, it's 48. Yeah, there you go. Walker Buehler, somebody that you have some interest in.
Oh.
How many years and what's the total?
What I would do or what do I think they have here?
Give me what you would do that you think is good. For the Mets?
I would go... I mean, I would probably go a little higher than most on this.
Okay.
Let me see here. Let me just do some quick math.
One plus one is two.
get that damn calculator working. Oh, I would probably go 4 years, $100 million.
wildly off base. He ain't getting four. Not with the injuries. 2 years for 40. So you love that, obviously.
Well, I mean, it was close with the AAV. I would give him 25 a year. So, all right. So you tell me I could get him for 3 years, $75 million?
And two with an option, maybe. And then the last one, Christian Walker, who I like better than Pete. If the Yankees are going
he's
for first base, we go for him.
He's only getting 3 years, no?
He's getting three. Yeah. What's the total?
120?
Three for 120? 40 a year?
No. Okay, so he's going to be way less than that. So he's going to be 90. Okay.
Three for 60. 20 a year.
That's it?
That's what they have. That doesn't mean it's going to be a little bit more. He's not young.
20 a year?
Yeah, 3 years for 60.
So why would I pay Pete?
You wouldn't.
That makes no sense.
I think that Walker does more things well than Pete.
Well, I know Pete's younger, but still, why would I commit 6 years?
I wouldn't.
When I could? No, that's off. He's going to get more than that.
He's 34, 35. He's not a kid.
I understood. You don't think he's getting $30 million a year?
He could, but I don't think he's getting more than three.
Yeah. And we'll see.
Crazy, huh?
I love this conversation.
Numbers, yeah.
Buehler will get way more than that. I'd have to think he's going to get way more than 2 years. All right, BT, we'll see. We should do our projections versus theirs and see who's closer.
Okay.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.